Hi, this is Leaving Netflix. I am so tired of going on to Netflix streaming looking for a movie that I wanted to watch and find out that it has been discontinued. So this is going to be a podcast letting you know what movies or TV shows are going to be expiring soon. I won't be covering any television shows today because everything that's listed that I see left on July 1st. But I will be covering just movies today. And sometimes I will cover movies and TV shows that are coming soon. But there's another podcast that does that very well. And so I probably won't go into their area very often. The first movie, and again, this podcast is being recorded on July 9th. And we're going to start off with movies leaving the service today. The first movie is called Coastlines from 2006. Never heard of it. Dog Eat Dog. Again, never heard of it. For Greater Glory, Happy Accidents from 2000. And again, most of these movies that are leaving the service, I have never heard of. So I don't know if there's going to be any known movies leaving in the next few days. If they are, they're not posted here. There's another movie called In a Day from 2006. Paranoid Park from 2007, Powder Blue from 2009, The Chaser from 2008, 12 and Holding from 2005, You Kill Me from 2007, and now we go into movies that are leaving on July 10th. The first one is Film Socialism. The next one is Pressure Cooker from 2008. And this next one looks like it's an unauthorized biography, Rihanna, Good Girl, Bad Girl, from 2012, and it's a total of 54 minutes. The next movie is Screwballs from 1983, and there is finally one that I have heard of and seen, called The Wild Geese, starring Richard Harris from 1978. I like this one a lot, and I believe there was also a sequel to it a couple years after that. The next movie is Zulu Dawn, from 1979, About 50 from 2011, Hello Lonesome from 2010, and I don't know if this one's worth checking out or not. The poster for this one has a guy in a swimming pool wearing a swimsuit of the American flag, so watch at your own risk. A Monster in Paris from 2011, Apart from 2011, Bleak Night from 2010, and Bleak Night starts films that are leaving the service on July 15th. Dancing Queen from 2012, and Daniel Tosh, Completely Serious. I think this one is a stand-up comedy special. It's 1 hour long. Dark Forest Death from 2006, Detective D and the Mystery of the Phantom from 2010, Finding Mr. Destiny from 2010, For Richer or Poorer, and this doesn't look like it's the Tim Allen version. This looks like it came out in 2012. Then there's a movie that I feel like I should like, but I'm just completely bored with it, and that's Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai. I'm not a big Jim Jarmusch fan, but I know this one has a strong following, so if you can see it by July 15th, you may want to check it out. There's Glove from 2011, House from 2008, and it's not the TV series, or the William Catt movie from the 80s. This is from 2008. If You Really Love Me from 2012, Last Kind Words from 2012, Life During Wartime from 2009, Little Black Dress from 2011, Open City from 2008, Parallel Life from 2010, Private Eye from 2012, Punch from 2011, Save the Farm from 2011, See You After School from from 2006, Silenced from 2011, State of Emergency from 2013. Seems kind of early for a 2013 movie to be left, leaving the service, but maybe it was a direct-to-video that came on the same time that it was released to DVD. Sunny from 2011. The Last Skeleton of Karata, 2004. The Story of Mr. Sari, from 2009. And Lovin' 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 the Prophecy, from 2011. And this movie starts movies that are leaving July 16th. Archie's Final Project, from 2009. Caught Up, from 1998. And the final one is Susan Boyle, An Unlikely Superstar. Again, I think this is one of those unauthorized biographies. This came out in 2011 and is a total of 46 minutes. So that's it for the movies leaving the service. And again, I'm not going to do TV shows just because all the shows they have listed left on July 1st. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to send an email to leavingnetflix@gmail.com. And also I'm on Facebook of Leaving Netflix. So if you have any questions, and I know this one's probably going to sound a little rough, but this is the first podcast, and it will get better. One final time, if you have any questions or comments, leavingnetflix@gmail.com. And this isn't going to be recorded on a regular basis. It's just when I see that films and TV shows Leaving Netflix has been updated, I will then keep you posted. Take care. Goodbye.